Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
We're talking football. We're doing what we can to entertain. And we mentioned we're kind of working our way through Bill's opponents and what they've been doing in the offseason. We'll stop in Los Angeles this morning. Joining us right now from KNX Radio out in L.A. is Randy Cardoon. Randy, it's Howard and Jeremy. First off, thanks for coming on with us. Hopefully you and yours are staying safe and staying healthy. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you. And finally, a reason to talk something normal.
Well, you multitask out there. And I mean, it's funny. I'm not funny, but I'm curious. Here, Randy, I'm sure you're familiar. Like, New York City is a real big hot spot. It's a big population center, so we shouldn't be surprised about the caseload and everything. What about L.A.? What's going on in L.A. right now?
Virus-wise?
Yeah.
We'll
get to football, yeah.
Yeah, you know, as far as sports is concerned, obviously not much. I think a lot of people here are, there's a lot of social distancing going on. There's a lot of, in fact, so many people started showing up at beaches here and walking in parks. They had to close the beaches down. They had to close some of the parks down. Somebody put together a farmer's market, and everybody was outraged that people actually showed up. Mm. So they actually shut that down. So it's kind of strange because you're telling a city of this magnitude not to go out.
Right.
And I'm sure in New York, you guys have even a worse situation. In northern New York, it's probably not as bad, but it's just crazy for everybody. And I think the one thing everybody's looking for is they're looking for something that's normal that they could hang their hat on. Because there's bad news everywhere. There's bad news going on. There's a lot of scary stuff out there. And I think a lot of people are talking football and talking sports because they kind of want that link back to fun, something a little more lighthearted, and something they really get into.
And I think because of football, Randy, you know, it doesn't involve a game. You know, they could open the league year, which they did, and they're planning to do the draft, which you can do your social distancing, and you can, you know, you won't have the draft in public, but you can still do it. And I think from a new quote news standpoint, we know games are not coming anytime soon. So the news of the football offseason is really a big savior for sports fans.
And I'm kind of amused to watch the local sports channels or even the national sports channels and say, okay, what are you doing for programming?
Yeah.
Because, you know, the big four letter has multiple channels. What do you cover that with? Okay,
right.
So they started doing best of Monday Night Football, and they ran the Rams and Chiefs last night, which was always fun to look at because
yep.
That was such a crazy game. But, you know, you take a look at the NHL team stations here in L.A., and they're running basically computer games, computerized versions, which, by the way, is it me or the hockey computerized versions, the version of Madden, is actually pretty good? I mean, you're looking at it and you're thinking, wait a minute, I have to do a double take here to make sure this is really regular hockey. And some of them are not as good. So it's interesting to see everybody get all excited about NASCAR and guys at home in their little computer seats driving around. And that actually makes it a little more fun. And you've got regular announcers. You've got all sorts of guys that are doing play-by-play of computerized football. It is kind of fun, I got to admit.
On the Chargers, Randy, you know, the big story, of course, Phillip Rivers, no longer a Charger. Expected, surprised, how would you characterize him leaving L.A.?
I think it was something that was probably going to happen once we took a look at 20 interceptions last year. That was just something where they were going to move on from him. He was either going to be a backup, which I couldn't imagine Phillip Rivers being a backup. And he had already moved out of his home in San Diego. He was ready to go somewhere. I think it's sad that it had to end like this because he'd been so long with the Chargers trying to put together some great seasons. He still has a lot of talent. He just has to knock out those interceptions. And I think one of the key things for the Chargers are going to be try to find whoever their quarterback's going to be. You know, Tyrod Taylor's here, and he, of course, is a former Buffalo Bill. And Easton Stick is here as a backup, and that's pretty much it. You know the draft's coming up, so everybody's looking at Justin Herbert, likely out of Oregon. There was some talk about Utah State's Jordan Love, although he had 17 interceptions last year at school, so that's not something they want to do. Melvin Gordon's gone. He's in Denver. The Chargers have some key positions they really need to replace. They need a better offensive line. They need some more depth in the defense. And it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next, well, when we get back to normalcy and start talking about the draft.
Randy, handicap the quarterback race. Do you think Tyrod Taylor starts? Is it, I was going to ask you later if they would draft a quarterback with their first pick, or is it possible they'd still look to bring in a Cam Newton or a Jameis Winston?
You know, at one point I think we thought about the possibility. Well, I don't think they're going to want Jameis Winston, especially because Winston had 30 interceptions last year. Mm-hmm. As far as Newton, I think they took a look at him. I mean, after all, they're open to possibilities. Remember, they talked to Tom Brady. I don't know how much of a shot they really had to get Tom Brady with their issues and Tampa Bay being as stocked as they were. But I think it's going to be interesting to see. I'm leaning toward the thought that they're going to probably just say to heck with it and draft. Draft a quarterback with the number six, go for a guy that could lead them into the future. I think they're very comfortable dealing with Tyrod Taylor as their starting quarterback on day one. Because remember, Anthony Lynn, another former Buffalo Bills assistant, he is, of course, the coach here. He knows Tyrod Taylor. He can work with Tyrod Taylor. So, again, I think they don't have a problem having Taylor start.
Randy, when you look at additions, I know, one of the things that people were speculating about the whole thing with Brady was, well, you got to get a better offensive line. And the Chargers, I'm sure, feel they brought in a couple of answers there. Let's talk about the key additions. Who and how you think they've made the team better at this point?
Well, they let Russell Okungo, he ended up leaving. You bring in guys like Trey Turner out of Carolina, Brian Bulaga out of Green Bay. You know, they're an improvement, especially for what they had last year. So they're bringing in some offensive guys to try and really put together a good offensive line to protect the quarterback. Because when Phillip Rivers gets pressured, especially last year, we saw what happened. He rushed the football. And when he rushed the football, interceptions happen. So, and again, he's a wild guy anyway. He's not afraid to throw the ball in crazy situations. But when he has a little more time, he's not doing it off his back foot, and he's throwing the ball, and he's making completions. Now we're going to see who comes in. I think Taylor's going to get a little more extra time here with the addition of these new guys.
The key losses, Melvin Gordon, anybody else?
Well, Brandon Mebane off the defensive tackle, Adrian Phillips out of safety, and, of course, Thomas Davis. He, of course, was with Carolina. That was mostly a money move. They decided they wanted more cap space. So Thomas Davis is out. He ended up signing with the Redskins. They bring in Linval Joseph out of the Vikings. He's going to be the nose tackle. And they also brought in Chris Harris, cornerback out of Denver. So some talent there. Again, they also got it Nick Vigil, who's a linebacker out of Cincinnati. So it'll be fun to see if these guys are able to really fill in the gaps.
Hey, before we let you go, what's going on with the stadium? Is that going to be done in time for the regular season? Are they doing any work, or was that suspended?
No, they're still working on it. The only goofy part about it is somebody working at the site got coronavirus. tested positive. So now there's a big question, what's going to happen there with that? Excuse me. But I think they're just going to try and keep going like the Raiders are and everybody else is. They're trying to keep these stadiums going. It's not completely done yet, and I think if they keep going and they're on their same track, they'll get it done in time.
All right. Randy, thanks. Thanks for your time this morning. Thanks for coming on with us, and stay safe.
You got it. You too.
Thank you.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.